The HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
Hello and welcome to the HTXT AfriCast for the 19th of September. It is the one and only HTXT AfriCast that we will be doing today because we love you and we'll be giving it to you. In studio today is me, Dave Greenway, and I'm joined by Mish Atagana, she of many titles, but mainly managing editor of Neenburn. How are you, Mish?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good, thanks. Let's start off with some fun stuff. In case you didn't know, the iPhone 6 went on sale today around the world. The best part of that, let me tell you now, was the first guy who got hold of it in Perth in Australia. Bless his soul.
Poor Jack.
Bless Jack. After getting the phone, there is a fantastic YouTube video. You can just see there's a reporter who sprints up to him in normal fashion. You know, Jack, show us your iPhone 6. It's the regular one, right? Not the iPhone 6 Plus, you can hear her say. And then he drops it on the floor.
It's so sad. I mean, Jack slept in line waiting for that phone. I mean, if I were Jack, I would have just said, dude, I'm sorry, but I'm going home to my sterilized space and I'm going to open my iPhone 6.
You know? I'm putting on little white gloves, like those little billiard gloves.
Yep, you know.
And putting it on bubble wraps.
Until there's such time the world is ready to see my iPhone 6. But unfortunately, no one told Jack that, and he had to face the problems of showing the world your iPhone 6 and dropped it.
I mean, it's not like people don't know that iPhones are fragile. It's not the first time someone has ever dropped an iPhone. So this is the kind of thing, you know, you can see he's so excited. He's like pulling at the box and there's that little vacuum of the top and the bottom sticking together. And as he pops it open, you just see it go. I cringe every single time.
It's so funny though. So I drop my iPhone a lot. That's why I have a case for it, and it's rugged, because I know I'm going to drop it. But Jack, this is your brand new iPhone. You know, you don't want to show the world your brand new iPhone just yet. Wait, test it out first, bring it out, and then you got to be dainty with this stuff. But no, Jack got excited, and in the moment, things happen.
So Jack, whatever your surname is, in Perth, in Australia, owner of the first iPhone 6 and the first cracked iPhone 6 screen.
What a legend. I think he has insurance. He got insurance on it the moment he bought it.
God, I hope he got AppleCare. Do you have AppleCare, Jack?
Yeah, let's hope so.
Do you?
Because that needs to be replaced immediately.
Like ASAP. You can't have a broken iPhone 6 day one.
No,
you can't.
No,
that's
you cannot.
There's too many stories.
Yeah.
Legendary story. Speaking of legends, our sponsors, we do love them, Neotel. They are legendary. They're fantastic. Neotel, of course, is South Africa's first converged communications network operator. It provides a range of value-added voice, internet, and data services for enterprise, wholesale, and retail customers in Southern Africa. Powered by Neotel's high-performance fiber-optic backbone, its next-generation network challenges the status quo, making communication simpler and inspiring you to the next level. For more information, you can call 0860-NEOTEL, which is 0860-636-835, or you can visit neotel.co.za. Neotel, inspiring possibilities, making the HTXT AfriCast possible, and letting us talk about people dropping iPhones on the floor, for which we have to thank them.
Bless Neotel.
Bless them for that. Bless Cell C, too, because they're making WhatsApp free.
Yes.
Not the subscription fee. They're still going to try and weasel a dollar out of you every 12 months. But if you're a Cell C contract subscriber, or if you're on their mega bundles, mega bonus thing, my Bobby, that is on the prepaid where they give you 3 times the value, and you've got 48 hours to use that 3 times the
48
value.
48 hours.
48 hours.
What am I going to do? Sit there and Skype the world?
Porn. So anyway, you can use data that quickly, I think.
I suppose. This is
illegal
true.
Downloads of stuff. Or legal downloads, you know. If
You could just stream stuff, you know.
You could,
Stream legal stuff. That works.
If you wanted to, you know, update your RDO offline playlists.
Deezer. I'm a huge fan of Deezer.
Or some Deezer stuff. I think Deezer now does desktop offline mode.
Really?
In their latest update.
Nice. That's very cool.
Yes, very nice of them. Back to the Cell C stuff. So all of the messages that you send, so whether they're video, picture, voice note, text, doesn't really matter. Sending or receiving, if you're a Cell C customer, as of the 19th of next month, so 30 days time, 31 days-ish, everything will be free, zero rated, nada.
That's so cool. I mean, I spend a lot of time on WhatsApp. That's my primary mode of communication.
You and 599,999,999 other people.
We get it, Dave. Okay. We all spend time on WhatsApp. But I send a lot of content via WhatsApp. Yeah. It's a lot of voice, and I'm quite lazy to type, funny enough, because I spend all day writing and typing.
Yeah.
So I send a lot of voice notes, and most of my friends are quite data conscious about that. They always get a bit antsy when I start sending lots of voice notes, but I'm like, Cell C compresses, WhatsApp compresses everything anyway.
Yeah.
But now that Cell C is making it free, maybe all the other operators should look into that. Vodacom, MTN, you hear me?
Yeah. No, it definitely should be free. I think it's just operators are generally scared of over-the-top services. I mean, WhatsApp, they still make money off of SMS.
Mm.
We know they do. We see it in their financials every single time. And I think they're a bit reticent to, you know, jettison that money straight away.
That is true.
So, well done, Cell C. Obviously not making as much money in SMS as the other guys are.
Yeah.
Most of the people that move to their network do it because of the data prices, I think.
I want to see how many people jump ship to Cell C after this.
You reckon?
I'm curious. Will they? I mean,
at the bottom of the press release, it goes, they're chatting about Jose Dos Santos, the CEO, says the more people who join Cell C, the longer the deal will last, because he's promised it until the end of the festive period at first.
Okay.
So
maybe more people who join Cell C, they'll keep it forever. We'll see.
Yeah, more people that join on a dodgy network already.
A network that piggybacks on Vodacom, which is also slightly dodgy anyway.
Yeah. There's,
but I'm a Vodacom user, so I love them anyway.
There's no real non-dodgy network, except for Telkom Mobile. If you're on them, there's no one else on Telkom Mobile.
Okay.
Like, no one. So your contention ratio is a 1-to-1, because you're pretty much guaranteed of being the only dude on that tower at any given time.
Awesome.
So you've got all the bandwidths.
Really?
All of them.
So everyone's sitting on Vodacom. That's why I get edge in Joburg. Every time I come to Joburg, Vodacom, I get edge. I don't understand it. I would think this is the city of 4G.
You would think so, but I've been trying for 3 days to find it, and I also struggled the other day. It's better than Cell C, though, because I was in Sandton City, which you'd expect any coverage there.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a data packet out because the tower was so bad. They've improved it recently. I know they built a new tower out there to sort of hand off some of the congestion.
Yeah.
So it's gotten a bit better. I mean, they built, what, 130-odd towers or something in Joburg in the last 6 months.
That's cool.
It's awesome for Joburg. I don't know how the rest of you guys are doing, but...
I get the best service in KwaZulu-Natal. Vodacom's amazing in KwaZulu-Natal. So,
perhaps.
Yeah.
We should definitely do a cross-country who's got the best bandwidth survey.
That's a great idea. It could be a meme burn HTXT story.
There we go. We'll find it. We'll make it happen, people. Other things that are being happening, we'll be having it now. Google Play.
Woohoo!
Gift cards in South Africa officially. Now you can buy them in denominations of 150, 250, and 450 rand without having to use a credit card. You can now have cash to spend.
Can we just say hallelujah to that? About time, Google. Just about time.
Halala, Google. Well played.
About time.
You know, it takes them a bit of time. I mean, for all of this developing world stuff that they do, Android One and all the shininess that they, you know, we want to put Android everywhere. You know, you don't realize that people don't have credit cards everywhere?
I know, and most people do actually actively choose not to own credit cards.
Yeah.
I know people who don't want credit cards because they don't want that debt and the temptation. So
it took my mother got her first credit card this year.
Really?
Simply because I got tired of having to book flights for her. And I kind of forced her into getting one.
But most people, they just don't want that kind of responsibility.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Props to Google for getting that.
Congrats to Google. Yay. Thank you very much. Not so yay that it took you this long. But, you know, we won't nitpick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things that you can use your credit card for. Last night saw the launch of Altec's Node. It's a sort of Netflixy, vidy, DSTV box officey kind of weird combination of a set-top box that allows you to pay for movies and subscribe to TV series and stuffs.
Yeah.
So to give it a bit of a rundown, while it does require internet access to authenticate payments, the movies and things are downloaded via a satellite connection.
Which is great for Africa.
Which is fantastic.
If we're being honest, right? One of the biggest hindrances of services like this in Africa is bandwidth. People are super conscious of bandwidth. It's too expensive to try and spend money on downloading new content every second day or every month.
Yeah.
So the satellite solution is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's
and
the same thing.
Well done to Altec.
Yeah, it's the same thing that DStv does with Box Office.
Yeah.
It preloads content onto an internal hard drive, and then, as I say, it just needs bandwidth to do the so data bandwidth. You can either use a built-in 3G. Dongle that they can buy, or your regular DSL. You can join a Wi-Fi network if you have the ability to, and that just authenticates payments. So the content is all there.
My issue with the content, though.
Yeah, it's quite old.
It's a bit dated. It's quite dated content. But I'm hoping that as they move forward with it, it's going to get better. But this, again, depends on the studios they have deals with, the competition. I mean, they're going against NASPAS and a lot of things. I mean,
yeah.
So it really is. Game of Thrones is not going to be there. And that's something I want to watch.
Dude,
you know?
The reason NASPAS will, in my opinion, probably win this battle is they've just, because of the sport that they have on DStv,
that's true.
That's what they charge the premium for.
Exactly.
And because of that premium, they have the money to then bolster the rest of their services, which is why they get Game of Thrones, you know, 12 hours after the States.
No, that's absolutely awesome.
HBO charges, what, like $1 million US if you want to syndicate next day.
Mm.
And there's no one in this country who's got, you know, 11 million rand to pay for an episode of television like NASPAS.
Yeah.
They're pretty much the only people who can say, sure, we'll drop, you know, 10 million US on a season of Game of Thrones.
Because they know the people will be there to pay for their subscriptions because you're right, they've got the premium sport. I paid for DStv just so I could watch the World Cup, watch Premier League and stuff like that. So, you know, they definitely have my business because of that.
Yeah. It's pretty much sport is religion in this country and basically throughout most of Africa. If you look at the amount, we have more sports on DStv than pretty much any other country does. I mean, if you go to America, you go to Europe, if you look at their sport, we blow them away in terms of in terms of actual amount of content and variety. There's not too many places in the world you can go that beat what Supersport has.
That's true. I mean, the U.S. is just full of commercials. Mm. I hate television in the U.S.
Yeah. Commercial. So Node... cost $3,500 for the decoder up front, R300, $299 a month for unlimited TV browsing of series and things like that, similar to what you'd get on Netflix, and then R15 to R25 rental for films, which is very similar to to DStv Box Office and Vidi, the one that recently launched from Times Media. All very sort of similarly priced in terms of what they're going on.
So this is becoming a hotly contested space, eh? I can't wait to see who wins it overall.
Well, as we say, I mean, you've got NASPAS have the ability to go double play, maybe even triple play with the fact that they own MWeb.
Mm.
They could go in there with the broadband package. Vidi with Times Media, I'm sure, Times Media can do something there.
NASPAS has got media and internet power behind it.
Yeah.
Times Media has the media power behind it. Altec has got a tech and also sort of internet power behind it.
Yeah, they've got Altec AutoPage, so they've got ISP behind it.
There's definitely real competition.
Yeah.
For all three, so we'll
everyone looking to grab a piece of the proverbial pie.
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting. Another thing that's interesting, as long as you play games, that is, the video gaming fraternity that we do love and that I am unfortunately a part of, because I am one of the people who has pushed the button on this, FNB are accepting Xbox One pre-orders from today.
I should tell my dad this, because that's what I want for Christmas, and he keeps telling me, but he's not in this country yet. I should totally tell him that. He can go pre-order for me.
Yeah. So there's two different bundles. One that comes with – both of them come with the standard Xbox Forza 5 and two controllers. The bigger bundle comes with Dance Central Kinect Rivals and FIFA 15, as well as the Kinect. So $2.99 for the baby bundle and $3.99 for the slightly bigger one, which works out to 7,200 rand for the overall for the baby one, and off the top of my head, 9,600 rand for
the higher. It's a really expensive Christmas present. I want
it is, but it's over 2 years.
I know it could be Christmas, birthday, and this Christmas.
I wouldn't go that far as a sell.
So let's just make Christmas birthday.
Christmas birthday, yeah. Because then it's forgotten by next Christmas.
Exactly,
and you can, you know.
Get something new, right?
Exactly. You've got to have something new. So you reckon you're going to go for it, Mish?
I think I am. I'm going to see my dad later. I'm going to tell him, you know, here.
Nudge.
Go make a plan.
Apply online.
Just so you know.
I'll help you. I'll show you where
I'll show you where the buttons are. And you don't have to pay all of it at once, you know.
See.
Little by little.
See, there is method behind the madness. My madness is, of course, that I already have a PlayStation 4 through FNB, and now I'm just going next-gen console nutters.
So I didn't like the PS4.
I have owned every PlayStation ever.
Really? Okay.
Ever. I wouldn't say I had a deprived childhood, but I didn't have any gaming consoles until the PlayStation 1 was the first one I could convince my parents to buy, and it was only because my mom was overseas and it was my birthday, and it was like a super guilt trip between mom being overseas on birthday, dad still being home, and managed to perfectly time everything. And since then, it's always been, you know, sell the previous console, buy the new one to make up the shortfall, that kind of thing.
So I grew up gaming, actually. I had Sega, the old school Sega stuff, and the old
16-bit.
School Nintendos. Oh, so,
I used to play at my friends' houses and be super jealous.
It was absolutely awesome. Only sick days were my best days.
Oh.
I just played
both
games.
Both my parents are teachers. There was no such thing as a sick day.
Funny enough, both my parents are academics as well. So sick days meant if you finished reading this chapter, you can go play the games. And I read quickly, so, you know. It was absolutely awesome. But I took a bit of a breather from gaming at university, and I got back into it about 5 years ago.
There's something nice about taking a break, because you get a back catalog.
Mm.
And they're all like 100 rand games secondhand, and you can go and play some of the best games of a generation without blowing your entire gaming budget.
Exactly. No, completely. So I'm excited. I was on PS2, and then I haven't actually played anything on PS3. And then I played PS4 a couple months ago, and I wasn't wild. I didn't love the original Xbox. I did not love it.
Original Xbox, not a fan.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 was my favorite console of the previous gen.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4, the controller is much nicer. It's very, very comfy. Mm. And The Last of Us on...
I just thought that's Last of Us, though. That's an amazing game.
God, it is.
It's
such a good title.
So.
Look, if nothing else, I am looking forward to... I mean, I was playing Watch Dogs. It's still my favorite example of when I knew that I was playing next-gen console, which is now current-gen, obviously. But I was driving in a car at sunset, and I came up over a hill, and I got one of those little J.J. Abrams lens flares. And it was and then driving later, and I came out of a parking lot into bright sunlight. And exactly how your eyes would do, the screen went bright and then faded back into focus, and I was like, okay, I'm told.
That is amazing.
I'm like,
now, Watch Dogs is great.
Watch Dogs was fantastic. I think it's fantastic because it launched at the right time. There was nothing. They delayed it, and then they launched it in the middle of nothing. So everyone had money and time to spend on it.
That's true.
If they were launching Watch Dogs now, there would be such a big competition for time.
Competition. So I think that's one of the best things about the right titles, though, that you have to get to the market at the exact time the market needs it.
As with everything.
You know, exactly.
Timing is everything.
So, awesome. So I can't wait, hey? Super excited now.
X-Bone time.
Yep, happening.
Mish, thanks for joining me.
Oh, is it over? Oh,
it is.
So much fun.
It's over already, but you're welcome to join us whenever you want. When
awesome.
You get a chance, just drop in. We try to do this every day, hopefully.
That's cool.
If you're just joining us for the first time, what's wrong with you? Where have you been? Join us tomorrow again. If you want to subscribe, it's much easier than that. You can just add it to your favorite podcatcher. You can head over to htxt.co.za/podcast. Otherwise, in iTunes, search for HTXT Afrikast. If you have suggestions, if you love it, if you hate it, don't email if you hate it. Don't do that. You can email us, podcast@htxt.co.za. Until next time, this has been Dave and Mish for our first togetherness podcast.
Awesome!
HTXT Afrikast out.
The HTXT Africast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.